Hashimoto's is one of the most common thyroid disorders in the US, and it can have a huge impact on your health and lifestyle. It's an autoimmune disorder that causes white blood cells or lymphocytes to destroy your thyroid tissue. Your thyroid is a gland that sits in the base of your neck and is responsible for releasing a lot of different hormones, thyroid hormones. These hormones are almost affect every organ in your body, and so damage to them can affect your health and your well-being. If you think you have Hashimoto's, then it's important to go to your doctor and get tested. Some of the symptoms that you can see in Hashimoto's is dry skin, fatigue, constipation, increased cold sensitivity, muscle weakness, joint aches, sleepiness. Hashimoto also puts a greater risk at developing other autoimmune conditions as well, such as diabetes and other things. So one of the biggest challenges that people experience with this condition, Hashimoto's, is weight gain or trouble losing weight. There's a number of reasons for this struggle, with the biggest thing being that the hormone imbalance that occurs with this condition, because thyroid hormones are responsible for regulating metabolism. Your thyroid secretes T4 and T3. These are the hormones responsible for regulating how the body uses energy. They also help you control your weight, muscle strength, body temperature, nervous system. So they have a lot of effects. But imbalance in these hormones will have a profound impact on your ability to lose weight then. So choosing the right diet for weight control is very important when you have Hashimoto's. You want to be on the right diet to help reduce inflammation, which is thought to be a key cause in Hashimoto's when it comes to weight gain. Some things that you can do with your diet include eliminating grains. Some of the studies have shown that eliminating grains can help reduce the thyroid antibodies in your body and help improve thyroid function. Eliminating grains may also help reduce inflammation. So that can help as well. Lots of people with Hashimoto's also have celiac, and with celiac, you also want to reduce grains or gluten, as that can cause an immune reaction. So this can often go hand in hand with that as well. Another thing that's really good to do is to avoid dairy. Many people with Hashimoto's also are sensitive to dairy, and that can create stomach and gut issues. As well as dairy can also increase inflammation in the body. Number three is make sure you want to eat whole foods. Whole foods are nutrient dense, they're anti-inflammatory, they're antioxidants, and they may help with weight control. They may help just for general good health. They can help reduce the symptoms here. So make sure you eat plenty of fruits, vegetables, healthy fats, whole grains, lean proteins, all that good stuff here. Number four is that you want to try and avoid soy. There's some evidence that soy may be harmful for your thyroid function. We do need to do a little bit more research on this here to see. There is a specific diet that's called the autoimmune protocol AIP diet that gradually eliminates these foods that may be harmful for the autoimmune system and really cut down on them and focus on healthy, nourishing foods that can reduce inflammation. And that could be very helpful for weight loss in the setting of Hashimoto's. So something that would be very good that you can talk to your doctor about is the AIP diet, autoimmune protocol diet, that you can look into. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you got something helpful out of this video. And remember, we're always here to help you take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com Thyroid.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLambCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.